The Oakville Lions Foundation is holding its annual Puppies and Pasta fundraising event today. We're here at the Wilson Street Training Center, where participants are enjoying a delicious pasta spread and meeting some delectable dinner companions.
Hi, can I get your name for the record?
Hi, my name is Lara Kesselring.
Okay, and what's your position here?
My position, I'm an apprentice instructor for the Diabetic Alert Program.
What is today's event all about?
So today we are having a pasta and puppies event to help raise money for service dogs that have unforeseen medical bills that the clients need help with.
And you're not sure how many puppies are in training right now, right? What about your own personal program?
Our program in Dad, we have about, I think, 12 dogs in training right now.
Okay.
But we do have several different programs, and it varies with the programs how many dogs are in training at the moment.
Okay, and you have a training facility somewhere else in Ontario, right?
We have one here in Oakville, exactly, and then we also have one in Breslau, and there is a kennel there as well as a breeding facility where that we do whelping.
Okay, so how old are the puppies when they come here?
The puppies, we do recall usually around a year to a year and a half, but that varies. So when the puppies are recalled, they're recalled from their foster families, and they come back into the school to start their training with whatever program they've been assigned to.
Okay, and they stay with the foster families for a year, don't they?
Yes,
just
exactly.
For socializing and basic commands?
Exactly. So they stay with their fosters for about a year to a year and a half, depending on when they get recalled, and they go to puppy classes that are hosted by the Dog Guide puppy staff, so they can prepare the puppy for what it's going to be doing in the future in terms of basic obedience, and setting them up for success for the program.
The fundraiser continues this evening with a 4 to 6 p.m. dinner sitting. Diners will eat their meal blindfolded, which gives them a better appreciation for the security a reliable dog guide can bring to their partner. For Kicker News, I'm Lisa Hoadley.